Welcome to the Friendly Jimmy's podcast.
Give us money. You're not giving enough. You're all scum, especially the people that give
Stop
us money.
It. Stop it. We don't condone any of this. We don't condone any of this.
We have to share the mic. I'll least every.
I will personally give a person.
Will be heard. Because I this will was changed from Friendly Geordies to Friendly Jimmy.
Yeah, who are you? You're not involved. You're not a king anymore.
This podcast has actually turned into an insult of my name.
As it always should have been.
Well, I can't disagree with that, but like...
Well, you're the one who came up with
God,
Friendly
I should
Geordie.
Have maybe said something in the meeting.
Instead, meeting? All you said was, kept saying was, should we just get some more tea?
No, why do you love tea so much? No, I do too. I do too. I'm guilty as charged.
No, you weren't invited to the meeting. This is another version of the social network where we actually don't give a single bit of shit about you. As opposed to maybe two fucks that...
Yeah, it was a social network. It was me and Ollie, but instead of like moving and like shelving like $1 billion, it was like, we're going to invest $300 in like 3 months.
Maybe.
Like, I don't
That's
think we
something.
Can, I don't think we can like Mark Zuckerberg him if we're just like, okay, look, if you buy this pad thai, I owe you like 2 green chicken curries, because like that was that one last time. It's fine. I'll get you 2 for this one.
All right. It's all coming together to me now. So Ali is basically Mark Zuckerberg, except instead of inventing Facebook, he uses Tinder.
Hey, it's not that easy
exactly.
to use. You gotta figure
it's
out.
Not that easy to use.
You gotta figure
swipe
out.
Swipe right or left. You only get one shot.
The sexy Facebook.
You need to figure out how the algorithms work.
The 8 mile of social media.
What time you should swipe? What time you shouldn't swipe? How to make your profile stick out? Or there's a science to it.
I really like how Ali's mind, and if anybody has noticed that his on-point analysis about really complicated global events has shifted, it's because he has shifted more towards being a fuckboy. He's currently wearing a jumper that has factory-made holes in it.
Yeah, I thought they were moth things at first, but they're factory.
No, they're too circular.
No, I paid for these, okay?
It cost me circular.
Hey, look. He's getting it done.
I'm not even getting it done. This is all a hype.
No, you're getting it done.
but me and Jordan would like.
I've been in Miss Love's house. This is what happens when you live in your girlfriend's house. I lived in his house for a year straight. I didn't hear them fuck once. You're doing it way more.
Yeah.
Wait,
you
what
are
does
having
that mean?
The most amount of sex by a mile.
No, no, we
and have- like. You have a poster of Henry Kissinger in your room. How is this possible?
What the hell?
I don't know. I mean, like, we have had sex more than once in a year. I can clarify that. But you are probably...
Do you just shrink? Do you have the ability like the ant person and you just turn into little borrowers and you have sex in a matchbox and I don't hear? Is that what happens?
I think it's just the sort of... I can't remember. I think a lot of the time it's like, oh, if we would plan it so that to get to do it when you're not there. But I think that
I was always there. I was there more than Indy.
Yeah,
I just wait outside your door, and when you opened it, I got really excited.
I think we managed to do the quiet version. I was just like,
yeah, of
shut
course.
Up, shut up, shut up. Yeah, it's okay. The old, you know?
All right, okay. So I just took the place of your mum in your house.
Well, in every sense, yeah. You
looked after her.
You made
me
dinner. Yeah, you were my mum. Dude, how many times did you make
Gave you lifts to work despite the fact you live a block away.
Yeah. True. How many times did you make me bim bim bap? Like that's a mum right there. You would call me like,
yeah, I was at the very least a Korean housemaid.
Absolutely. The amount of times you're like, did you want dinner tonight? I'm like, well, I don't know, I might. It's like, well, you have to tell me now. I'm not gonna know I can only know now if I'm gonna make enough. I'm like, oh, I guess, like, well, I don't have to. No, that's fine, I'll have it. Okay, well, I'll leave it for you, right? I'll be honest. That happened. That conversation was real.
Well, perfect. So now we're gonna
such a weird conclusion.
It's perfect. That's how it should be. That's what friendship
perfect
is all
chaos.
About, you see. We've got friends and you don't.
Now give us a spreadsheet of every chick that you fucked on Tinder. No, I'm just kidding.
Dude, it's not.
Oh,
it's like,
man,
it's
I've asked
hype.
That a million times.
It's not true. It's fake news.
It's not fake news. It's true. Melania. I seen it. I was jacking off in the corner. He's a very sexy man.
All right, okay. So,
God, imagine that.
Jordan, I've got a question.
Yeah, okay.
How do we embrace our dark sides?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this.
I did a video recently about the fact that, don't you think that this is true? Because I was sitting around at home thinking about, why do you really want to have sex with women that are bitches?
Mm.
They are awful human beings. Those are the ones that you would do such horrible things to.
That's not true for everyone, though.
Yeah, it's not true. But if someone, even if a chick has a remotely bitchy face,
it's true.
I don't care that you're a 2 out of 10.
Yeah.
If I had the chance, I would Rocco Siffredi you because into the Stone Age.
I know why.
Oh my god.
Because it's
Stone Age. Now that's a pound.
That's hard. That's tough.
Because it's an act of dominance. You want to tame them.
Yeah, but why do you want to not do that to a really docile, friendly chick?
Yeah, because you don't want to tame them.
I think it's just the psychology of it. It's like there is something, because, like, dude, it's like yin and yang. Like, when a chick, dude, treat him mean, keep him keen. Like, when chicks, girls or guys, when they're like dicks to each other. Here, I'll use it as an example. I'm pretty deep. This is a bit of insight into my life. I'm pretty deep into watching The OC now, season 3. Marissa. Oh
my God. Why are you like at least 12 years late?
No, well, I am.
No, he's going through it again, Ali.
Marissa has broken up with Ryan, and there's a bad boy
again.
It's like the fourth time. There's a bad boy called Volchek, and
of course
they have
the bad boy's name
Volchek, and like, you know, they got history because she used to like this guy that he didn't like, and blah blah blah. Anyway, he's a dick to her, but she likes it, and they have fiery sex. And if the OC isn't a reflection of reality, then, you know, I don't want to live in that world, really.
I do abide by that a lot. The OC is the realest show I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's a documentary. I think it is.
Yeah. I don't even think it's a documentary. I think that those people just live in your TVs, and the screen comes out, and that's
and
the OC.
Every time you put it on, some little thing, guys just goes, wake up. And they're just like, Ryan. Yeah, yeah. And they don't age just because they're really small.
David Attenborough does commentaries for it, too. I don't know why the OC. There's more shows, right? There was another one, 90210.
I love how
I've got to say
a
something.
A Current
actually.
Affair, Sunrise, all the classics.
That Channel 10, Studio 10,
Studio 10. You have to switch over to that, and of course, Dr. Phil. You have 20 years to catch up on them.
Look, oh, but you know this feels like. You know how you always ask me what a Tinder date's like? This is what Tinder dates are like.
Mm.
Because you end up meeting people that are not mostly in the same sort of... They don't have the same interests as you.
Mm.
But everyone's interested in The Bachelor and The Bachelorette. Mm. So I just spend most of my time like, oh, and then what happens in The Bachelor?
No.
Oh,
fuck.
I don't miss dates. Well, I've been on like 2 dates in my life, but I don't miss those. Like, that's brutal.
No, but then, like, what else? The thing is, no, it's not too bad, but it's the one thing that every girl is into.
Dude, no, the one thing that every girl is into is telling them bullshit things about themselves using symbols that vaguely resemble stars.
See, he's read, the game. He knows what's up. I mean,
I know what's up.
Yeah, he's read the game. He's read the Bible.
Of course, the game too. Pussy's Revenge.
Pussy's Revenge.
Why hasn't any girl come out with that book yet?
There should be a book, but like
The Revenge of the Pussy.
But no, I have to say, look, I don't miss that thing about dating where being like the rules you have to follow, the game you have to play. It's like one, it's like smile a lot. Like smile so much that like if like stop smiling for a second and it's like just walk. You might as well walk. You stop.
Why are you so against that?
And also,
I don't understand. Like every time you ever talk about dating, it's just it's because it's any amount of effort at all, isn't it? That's the reason you hate smiling.
There's more. Apart from the small facial structure movement, the pretending and this thing. This is why I'm with my girlfriend because we didn't it turns out she loves that shit, but we didn't have this. We were just munted and. Basically bumped into each other in private, like, oh, this is human, yeah, let's go. But like, real romantic. But like, other dates I've been on, it's like, it doesn't necessarily have to be The Bachelor or The Bachelorette, but it's something that's a load of shit that you have to be interested in. And it's so hard to... that's such a task to feign interest in, like, these obscure... Like, even if it's just like, oh, yeah, so, like, what kind of area of, like, communications do you want to study? Well, and you're just like, wish I was home with a big bowl of potato chips.
But it's not, it doesn't have to chips. Be like that. With some, it's like that. With some, it's like you get along really well. Like, you might be talking about mundane shit, but it doesn't feel like tedious work.
Okay.
And those are the ones
like
that
you don't mind that back and forth sometimes.
No, I kind of enjoy it.
Yeah, sometimes
it's,
it is.
It's just banter.
Yeah, yeah,
and the other thing is, you don't like
banter.
You don't have to go like, oh, so what field of study you're like? That's,
yeah, yeah.
Like, it's not an arranged marriage. Like, what you just try to like whatever they're saying,
just you, nod and smile,
dude. You just act natural. That's all you do. You talk to them as if you were talking to me.
But I have this thing sometimes. I do. Obviously, that's what you're doing. That's normal. But I have this thing sometimes. Do you guys ever have this where you imagine? It's usually in a scenario where we can overthink things, and this happens to me a lot at parties. I don't go to that many, but let's say parties, right? You're talking to someone, and they're like real chatterboxes, like they're just blabbing their fucking mouth up, just talking and talking. And usually, it's like about culture or music, and it's like incessant. And then at that time, you're just going and you can't get a word in. I start doing this thing where I start overthinking things and projecting the most awkward, horrible things I could do in the scenario, like just being like. I don't know, just while they're talking, being like, Nazis love you! Or just being like, it's like, fuck your dad! Or just something, just the most inappropriate thing possible. And I keep projecting it, in my mind over and over, to the point where my brain's just like, do it, you little bitch, do it, you little pussy. And like, I swear to God, I've had moments where I'm just like, I gotta go to the bathroom and run away. I'm just like, I nearly called that man a Nazi for no reason, just to fuck with him.
That might work.
At dates, I feel like I've been in that scenario where someone's just, I have been in that scenario where someone's been like, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, and my mind's just like, throw the candle at her head. So just do it, you little bitch. How long do you live? Okay. Let's say, hypothetically, there's a very good chance you're like halfway through your life. You could die tomorrow and you're not gonna throw a candle at one chick's head ever. Or one person's head. And it doesn't have to be a girl. It's not about sex, just a person's head. You're a pussy. You know? And then they're just like, what do you think? I'm like, huh? Yeah, do you just get another drink? Like, that happens.
That's,
that you guys have that?
No, that was just therapy. I don't know, dude. Like, it's not like your psychologist is not collectively 40,000 people. I hope you know that.
What do you mean?
What was that? That was just like, okay, I know we're talking about the dark side of your mind, but that was too raw.
You wanted the truth.
So exposed.
The truth. Yeah.
That was the Dr. Dolly sealed section of your mind.
I don't know what. Doctor.
No, but I kind of agree with you. Like, in the sense that.
To be honest, it happens. One of my mates agree with me. I can't remember who it was. It might have been our questionable friend who does horrible things. So that's probably not a good thing. But it's like, I don't know. Sometimes I do have those scenarios where it's just like, it's more if I'm like bored.
Yeah, no.
Which doesn't happen very often, but if someone's just like chatting away and endlessly.
But okay, what's worse? Someone chatting away, someone chattering away, or someone just being completely silent throughout the whole
thing? I think silence way more interesting.
It's way worse.
No, I would just be like,
I went on one. Okay, I'll give you an example. I went on a date recently.
Yeah.
She was a doctor. And the thing with like being an Australian doctor is that, like Jordan told me this ages ago, and now I agree, you have to be some level of autistic,
right,
to be able to do medicine. Well, in Australia.
Fair. It's
so
fucking hard work. Yeah,
is fucking. She was fucking 26 years old.
Yeah,
and it seemed like I'd never been on a date before. Bizarrely, because she was very good looking, and like I was there, and she just didn't know how to communicate with anyone.
Really,
so she seemed really nervous. I met her online, and I'm pretty certain that her housemate was helping her throughout.
Yeah.
While she was chatting to me, and
when
she
was doing the like
mad,
no,
so
no,
she
no,
had
no,
an
no,
earpiece
no, no,
on.
No.
Tango
before
1 2,
date.
I will have the cauliflower 1 2.
Before the date itself.
Oh, before. So,
so whoever I was talking to,
yep.
It seemed like a different person.
Right.
And when she showed up,
yep.
She just like, she didn't know how to communicate with anyone. So it was just me, like,
that's,
it felt like an hour or 2 hour long stand-up throughout the day, because
but she surely,
you do all the heavy lifting at that point.
But surely she...
Yeah, with a delayed laugh track, right?
With because the delayed she was autistic, laugh track.
So her yeah. brain because had to just be like, he's smiling, he's smiling. It's a joke.
Yeah, because I crack a joke.
Was saying that. Patrick Starr from SpongeBob SquarePants. It's a joke, buddy.
It was like I went on a date with an android because she was coded to laugh at cues. Oh, yeah. So sometimes I crack a joke. And, you know, happens, you crack a joke that's yeah. not funny. But that's different to, like, you crack a joke and then she goes and there's a 10-second break and you go,
oh.
And you go, like, I'm fucking scared of you.
Yeah, it's a scary laugh. That's the laugh that those moving clown mouths would do at the Easter show.
At the Easter show.
I've never met a person like that in my whole life. Well, so
yeah, because these people are autistic, so they sit in their homes all day, and right. they're also, you know, 40% of our Patreon. So, so join the party.
Give.
Not true. Disclaimer. It's
30-30.
Jesus Christ!
Just shunning our lovely audience, whom we want to take out for deep fried Mars bars. Maybe in 20 years we'll talk. Anyway. well, look, I don't know. Like,
God, you're going to be a good single dad.
Can't wait. I can't wait.
Always promising desserts.
Yeah.
Well, where are they, Dad? Where are they?
I got two words for you: ice magic.
Yeah, the only dessert you need.
It's brand still ice cream.
Amazes ice me magic. To this day. Do you know what that is, Ali? Yeah. I know we've got things to talk about, but are they as important as a dessert that hardens as soon as it's out of the bottle?
What?
Surely it's horrible for you. I never thought about that. Surely that's not a good thing.
So when it goes inside of you,
it's probably better for you to just eat a packet of menthol cigarettes.
100%. Dude, you squeeze. They probably didn't have this in Pakistan because, like, the fucking, like, FDA in Pakistan, like, this is what we use in nuclear weapons. We obviously cannot eat this. But you squeeze.
Yeah, where it is, Australia's like, what are we going to do with all the waste from Lucas Heights? Magic.
We've unlocked it. But, dude, like, yeah, it's a fucking squeezy chocolate sauce that's, like, it's just chocolate sauce. Mm. But then when it hits that ice cream, it goes hard. And you can crack it.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Damn. I'm just relearning how amazing that is. Everything in my life, else in my life can go on hold. Ice magic.
All right, did anyone have such a single dad that their lunch was once just a bottle of ice magic?
And then you just sort of like sip on it throughout the day like a water bottle.
Somehow came last in athletics.
Because your liver hurts.
Some nutrition.
Anyway, have you heard
about
that?
Oh my god.
No, I hadn't.
What do you think?
I recently found out about Golden Gay Time and it being an obsession.
They're so good. They're
I know. Oh, okay, Jordan, you can go ahead and say that they're so good. You've got to try
it. Go on, say it.
Go on.
Have you tried them yet, Ali?
Oh, fucking hell. No, I have tried them. They're
and
all right.
Now that we're down the hipster trail, have you watched Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind?
I have not.
I have only seen
it's
half
so
of it.
So good.
I've seen Little Miss Sunshine, and it wasn't that good.
I know! And stop liking any movie that has sun in it.
And also...
And not Armageddon. That had the real sun in it.
It didn't have the word sun in it.
Well, look, I'll give Sunshine a pass. That was good. You know, the Sunshine... It was basically...
Little Miss
it.
Sunshine.
No, there's a movie called Sunshine.
And I bet you they hate the movie Shine.
I haven't seen Shine, but Sunshine is about the guy... It's made by the guy from 28 Days Later, so it's like... 28 days later, except for it's in space...
Wow. 28 days... That sounds great. But just as a quick side note, you have seen Shine.
Okay.
I remember it because I can't believe that I have to basically be like a carer of a person with dementia and just
Shine,
keep being like, no, that's your husband. That's your husband.
Was that Casablanca, the same picture? Was it the B-side to Casablanca?
Oh, it's close.
What's Shine?
Shine was about David Helfcott, who is that genius pianist that lives in... He actually lives in the Promised Land. It's called that, and it deserves to be.
Dude,
stunning.
What? I have not seen
but, it. No, you have. And there is a scene in it where his Jewish dad,
right,
or whatever ethnicity is, one of those Eastern European monobrow types.
I reckon we can safely say we're the most
un-PC pod in the Southern Hemisphere. Anyway, keep going. Apart from maybe someone in...
No. I saw one the other day that had an Australian flag and a kangaroo on it with boxing gloves. That has to be less.
I take it back. Anyway,
I mean, at least we fill a quota on this pod with our leg. There's no quotas there.
Oh, God. Anyway, go on. So, Shine.
So, anyway, there was this scene in it. Where, like, he's in the bath and he's autistic, so he's rocking back and forth. And he's denied going to this prestigious piano school in Europe. And his dad comes in. He's like, pick up the family. And he goes, Dave, I know you like a bath. And then he looks down at it and he goes, you shit in the bath. And then he gets out of town and beats him.
And you remember that?
No, because, I don't.
Yes, you do. Because it was year 10 English. That was happening. No one in the class was laughing. It was just you and Yilmaz in the back of the class. Went, duh!
And the guy was getting beat.
They had to stop the movie.
Jesus Christ.
They were dark times. They were dark times in my head. I was very horny. I had a lot of hormones. There's a lot of hormones. I don't know why I laughed. But, you know, that's why I was cool and was up in the social ranks.
Look, I don't remember that.
It was basically the bottom of the food chain, only to be outclassed by, like, really poor kids from the western suburbs.
Don't put me on the same level as Yilmaz.
You were laughing with him.
The shame. Don't look at me, portrait of the Pakistani man. I know what I've done is wrong. Is it a bed or a fishnet? It's all right. Drift to the left. Look at the very happy Muslim boy. Breathe in, breathe out. Look at the Muslim boy. Everything's good. Ramadan.
One day he's going to get older and then he'll be a problem.
And then he turns into him. You know, it's all fucking going. It's a badass trip.
Yeah, they don't. Like, the audience has no point of connection of what you're talking about. Just because
watch the previous episode and then piece it together from that. It's a jigsaw puzzle. You like those?
Digital jigsaw. Anyway, what the hell are we talking about?
Well, that one's a bit exhausted now. Yeah. So we're gonna move to Tales of Pakistan.
Yeah.
Thank you. I thought you never would.
Just in the theme for that. While you do that, I'm gonna get more of the national Pakistani pastime food for the story. Lollies. Continue.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we really
continue,
get down.
Yes.
With.
It's so third world country lollies as well. Ones that have pictures of fruit on the front of them with the word fancy sprinkled.
Did I just say fancy? It says fancy.
And it's... I think you can safely say that a lolly that only has one side that you can unravel and the other side, not, like it's a small dog bag.
It's not fancy.
This is not fancy, but this is cheap.
No, I actually really like this.
We're giving these out at the restaurant for free, so, like, you can't have, like, amazing candy.
No, I like them.
Anyway, Tales of Pakistan. So this is the time when I tell you that Adib, you've heard stories of Adib when he's
Billionaire Yilmaz.
When he's a bit older. This was Adib as a kid in high school.
Yep.
Bit of a cunt. So, before I end up with, like, the actual story, I'll give you a bit of what Adib was about. Adib's mission was to fuck with, like, any rowdy high school kid, to fuck with teachers as much as possible. Right? That's like most high schools.
That was out.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So, like, similar to yours. But he was extreme. So I'll give you one example. This isn't even the story, but so we had, like, this lab assistant guy who was walking with beakers on the school playground. Just outside the lab, which ended connected to the school playground. And Adib basically runs as fast as he can. He's running like Usain Bolt and barges right into the teacher.
Man or woman?
Man.
Yeah.
who falls at least 10 meters away.
What a king. He would have gone well in our school.
No. And then you know, the crash worst tackle. Thing is,
he well in the Sharks.
He gets up. Yeah, exactly. It's like a footy player. He gets up. Yeah. And like the fucking teacher's like, you know, his elbows are like bloody and
oh
shit.
My God.
And Adeep just went on top of him. So he's kind of fine. What? And then he gets up and the teacher's like, what's wrong? And he was like, oh, sorry, sir. I slipped.
Oh my
God. What the
God.
Hell,
Dude, he's the, I think he's like,
he's Zeus.
No, he's he's our Spanish friend, but the Pakistani version.
Spanish friend, but Pakistani version.
Geno.
No, trust me. He is Yilmaz with $1 billion.
Really?
You weren't here, Mithla.
No, yeah, sorry.
The stories that this man has, rewind and listen to the pod if
yeah,
you haven't,
I'll listen.
Because man, look, just think about it this way. If Yilmaz, when he went to the principal and went, oh, they don't do shit for the 50th time, it's just a setup, every single one of them I've always been framed for us. Like if he was doing that in the principal's office, and then the principal said, I'm sorry, Yilmaz, it's not cutting it, you're getting the conduct card, and he's just like, wait, and then picks up the phone and goes, hands the phone to the principal, and it's the president of Pakistan.
How
good
is that?
The
best thing I've ever heard.
Ethnic retarded Richie Rich.
Yeah. We had a
Dude,
bold
is,
teacher.
Yeah.
We had a bold teacher
yeah.
who was very conscious about the fact that he was bald.
Yeah.
He's writing. He was a chemistry teacher. He's writing some shit on the whiteboard.
I can see where this
Adeeb
is going.
Adeeb has a fucking rubber band. He stretches the fuck out of that rubber band and hits him right on the back of the head. And makes, it's like a tire fucking burst. He turns around.
King.
He's so pissed off, this teacher, that he says, fuck! And you know what Adeeb says? He just gets up, he's like, sir, you swore in class. I'm telling the principal. This is not appropriate. And the teacher is so scared. He's like, okay, I'm sorry, sit down. Right up, his skull is still, his head is still red. Anyway,
oh my
but
God.
I'll come to the final story.
Oh my God.
This is the time.
It's good that Bart did that. It's very, very good.
It's just going up and up in my books. What's he? I hope he's like a Saudi prince now. But anyway,
He lives in Dubai and he drives around in a Bentley.
Yeah, there you go.
And pushes poor people on bicycles over for fun.
Oh my God.
So this was pretty fucked,
oh my
actually.
God.
So we have a field trip and we go.
Is he like.
It's just what billionaires were in the West in the 20s. It's just, Pakistan is 80 years behind the West.
Holy shit, he's nailed it. Yeah.
Anyway, so we have a field trip. So like the whole grade, the year, goes to our founding father's home, which is now a museum. So our version of
George
the Gandhi
yeah.
or George Washington or something, right?
Mm.
Dead for ages. So we're going to, where we go to his
house. I like
house.
Where this is going.
We have the, it's known as the Mahatta Palace.
Mm-hmm.
And we're all queuing up. And, you know, there's those fucking red ropes through which there's things like his old pen and, you know, all the, his, and there's a competition going on amongst a few people who can fuck up the most over here.
Mm.
Adeeb sometimes takes things to the next level.
Mm.
So we're walking. He notices that one of the teachers looking the other way. He jumps over the rope.
No.
He gets the personal diary
no.
of the founding father of the country.
Holy
whose face
shit.
Is on every fucking piece of currency.
I wouldn't even
the shit out of that.
No.
And leaves it over there and comes back.
No.
I am not kidding you.
No.
This is it was in the newspaper.
Oh my fucking God. Wait a sec. I have to clear something up here. This story doesn't check out. I know we're talking about Pakistan.
Yeah.
I understand the scenario. You're telling me there wasn't even one shitty fucking VCR greased over camera on the fucking thing.
Well, first of all, it is Pakistan. Secondly,
not
this was about 15 years ago, and there would have been.
Oh yeah,
no,
pre cameras.
No, but there. So I'm sure there would have been a camera, dude. Basically, they knew they didn't know who it was that did it because the next day, first of all, our school got banned from that museum for the rest of
what was
our
the school?
Life.
Kind of light.
Light. Because the thing is, because the next day it came into the newspaper, the like we were worried about like what eventually is going to... We were loyal, but this is a felony, right?
Yeah, so that would get you life and... No.
It's like, I don't know what the fuck it would be, because we are like 14. So it's...
what a fucking ballsy motherfucker. Go on.
So the next... So now what happened? Like the next day we've got like an emergency assembly in school where they're like, This is not okay. This is out of the ordinary. You have ruined... Like, it's the fucking personal diary of the founding father. Like, it had his handwritten notes.
I mean, I don't know if I'm more shocked that it was, like, a felt, like, bar holding, like, between him, the public, and the book. I don't know if I'm more surprised by that or the fact that he did it. But they're both very shocking facts.
The school tried to hush it down. They didn't even take an action for it because they were just like... Like, we just need to, like... This was a bad dream that we need to get over. It was in the newspapers
like
that
they
were
in shell shock as well.
Yeah.
They were
That is huge.
No one ratted him out because that was, like, one of the things. So, one ratted anyone out.
Oh, my God.
Because, like, if you did rat someone out, then you were basically, like, snitches get stitches.
Did he regret it?
No! You ask him today and he'll laugh about it. He's like, oh yeah, that was fucked, wasn't it?
So he's just a rebel.
He's a piece of history.
So he's just an anarchist. He has no...
No. Well, at that time, everyone
was. He's
Bart
Simpson, yeah.
He just like... The point of our existence fuck with the...
I get that, but like...
School authority much as possible.
Would you have had the balls to do that? I would not have.
Dude, no one! Adib is a fucking mental kid. Because he's friends with, like, his dad's friends with, like, the president. So he thinks he's invincible. He's a billionaire living in a land of peasants.
Oh my God.
He thinks he's above
and
the law.
He's probably retarded. Slightly retarded, sure. Like, doesn't he not know how to write?
Yeah, he can't read.
I mean, case closed. And how good is it that he, like, destroyed a journal as well?
Oh, the irony. He destroyed it because he was angry. He couldn't read it. Oh my God.
It just would have no respect or regard in that man's mind at all. It couldn't. There's no way it possibly could.
Dude, this is like one of the craziest stories I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's like, fucking bizarre.
So what? So there was no repercussions?
None whatsoever. Like,
I can't believe like...
Not even a detention, you know?
So good, just the principal came up and said, this is pretty embarrassing.
Let's forget it. Sweep
anyway, pull your socks up to your knees.
Dude, like, I really should leave this point be, but I'm setting the scene here. Just imagine this, right? It's a man that's a security guard that works at this museum. He's been there for like 40 years.
No, there's no security guard. Okay, let me start explaining to you the country that I come from. There's no security guard. There's a man who's maybe 150 years old who stands right at the gate, who was probably the same security guard during the founding father time. There's no security cameras because, okay, look, the state doesn't have a lot of money.
One.
And these are...
Dude, pay a peasant to stare at the book. It could hold your society's fabric together.
But it's
have
not
a
just
guy
the book
stare.
That's over there. There's like a few things.
Have
like,
a few guys. There's a lot of cunts in Pakistan.
But no one suspects school children to be... The school children
but
are always
the nature
considered
of a security
to be
guard.
Like the most harmless people.
But the nature of a man that stares at a book for a living is they stare at everyone.
What? No, but no one's staring at the
book. I should run that country. No, but I'm just saying they should have had one man standing next to the
book. They should, but who's going to pay that man?
They're that broke. Okay, fair enough.
Well, look, it's not that they're broke. It's just not a priority for the government.
The lesson here is if you're going to get someone to stare at a book all day, you need to get Australian lifeguards because they really mistrust teenagers. They hate school kids.
If you got a couple of guys from Nippers at that place, that book would outlive civilization.
For sure.
That book would be the one thing that stands the test of time.
And Adib's ears would hurt to this day as they dragged him out. they have no regard for ears.
Dude, amazing though. Amazing. So
it was a bit extreme. Like
shit. I'm not Pakistani and I feel like he's defiled my flag.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even understand. I'm not like I just
disrespectful. Like, isn't it? It is the most sacrilegious act I've ever heard.
Yeah, ever in my life. Like, if even like,
and I've read like a few chapters from the Bible, you know? Like,
dude, even if like in our year at school, if that happened, and our students did some bad shit. We made teachers cry, leave. We made teachers have to recall abductions that they had, and in whilst weeping, that happened to me. But even if like the baddest or best or whoever kid from our year did the version of that in Australia, apart from, I don't know about you, Jordan, maybe you would have thought it was funny, maybe if two or three people, but I would have just been like, hang him up to dry, hang him up to dry.
The
like,
thing is,
I would have been at a four, as a 14-year-old, I would have just like looked at the Australian flag and, just like, and be like, he deserves the worst punishment known to man.
Well, that's because you're Australian. The weird thing is, honestly, including me, we were scared, but no one was like, patriotic. No one was being patriotic at the time. They were just like, dude, we're fucked.
We might die.
This is going to end badly.
Did you go to a private school or public school?
Private.
Fuck. It's just, dude, this is going to keep me up at night. I've heard one fucked story in the last 48 hours, and that's the second one. Both very different natured, but that one is like, damn. That's crazy. I want to meet this guy.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, you're right. For some reason, and the other story that we're talking about involves 14 German men in a sex dungeon saying, okay, time to suck my dick. And then the guy getting into it and then getting a D in the bum saying, no, this isn't for me. And they go, but you're already here. Just let it roll, baby. And then he goes, I said no. Punches the German guy in the face. There is a huge orgy / fist fight that emerges where everyone's face is bloody.
He essentially is in the center of hell.
Let me finish my point. Yeah. For the love of God.
All right.
He gets out of a bicycle and rides down like he's that Jewish chick in fucking Inglorious Bastards running away from the Jew Hunter while there's all these sex dungeon gay Germans running after him, bloody yelling, stop, this has been butthole, running after him. My point is, the story Ali just told us is way more disturbing.
Yeah, he's fucking right. He's fucking right.
Right, that was really tugs at the heartstrings. You know? It's like, I don't know why, but it is more disturbing.
We've got to get out of here. Give us money.
Yeah,
hey. In all seriousness, I thought the Patreon thing was like a front to, I don't know, like, start some sort of organization that involves like Vietnamese rolls in Cabramatta. I thought it was just a hoax, but it's real money. So can I just say on behalf of all of us, genuinely thank you everyone that is actually giving money. It's actually awesome. And there's a tiny chance, but if hypothetically we could do this maybe one day full time. And if that's the case, we will personally visit you to each home and like shake your mum's hand and be very grateful. So
why mum?
Dad, whoever, uncle, basically when the moon hits.
I think what he's saying is we're gonna steal